I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities in every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
A busy, busy hour. We're going to be talking about the Mexican trade deal that's going to replace NAFTA. The negotiations coming up with Justin Trudeau and the Canadians. Will they go as smoothly as the Mexican talks? Don't know. But I was taken to task by a caller in our last hour. And they said, how can you applaud this? I said, well, it's a promise that the president made. And it's a promise made and a promise kept. He says, well, but you know, we don't really know what's in it yet. Well, let's find out what we can find out, because Mark Lauder is joining us. He's the president of Lauder Communications and a national spokesperson for the RNC. Mark, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. What do we know of what's in this Mexican replacement for NAFTA?
Well, I think the biggest takeaways, I think there are a couple of key areas. One, on the manufacturing side, this is absolutely critical for American companies and American workers. One of the biggest things is it increases to 75% the amount of product that goes into primarily cars, that if you're going to get the free trade agreement part, you know, relief from those tariffs, it's got to be at least 75% of those products need to be made in North America, in the United States, and in Mexico, which is good, because what we've seen is that the automakers have been basically importing cheap parts from China, building them in Mexico, and then shipping them across the border and saying, well, it's an American, you know, it qualifies under NAFTA. The second key thing is that it's actually going to require between 40 and 45% of the parts that go into those cars have got to be made by workers who are making $16 an hour or more. And again, this supports American manufacturing, because for too long, we've had American auto part companies, if they haven't gone overseas to China, they've gone down south to Mexico, where they can have lower labor costs and things, and that's killing our manufacturing industry. So by making sure that we are having 40 to 45%, depending on the type of vehicle, comes from workers who are making $16 an hour, it's going to raise wages down there, yes, but that's also going to make our American manufacturers more competitive. It's also going to reduce tariffs and barriers and things that are going on in our ag community, which is equally as important.
What's been the reaction, Mark, on Capitol Hill? I know the Senate is in. The House, I don't think, is in until after Labor Day. Are we getting any congressional reacts?
I think there is a lot of support. A lot of people want to see. This is a big document. It's like 1,000 pages. And it's got to get go all through that process. And technically what we have to do, and as the President and Ambassador Lighthizer were saying yesterday, we have to send a formal notification to Congress that starts a 90-day period, and then we've got another 30 days to finalize the actual 1,000-page document, and then you send it to them with 60 days to go, and that gives them the opportunity to weigh in. So we are just at the beginning of this process. I believe official notification is going to go out later this week, around the end of the month, first of next month. That's the goal from the administration. And then hopefully we still have time to get China or Canada involved as well.
Let me ask you, the president has been or said yesterday that NAFTA is dead and that it is officially dead. Is it officially dead? And what's the procedure for doing that?
Well, not technically. It's not officially dead. So this would, once this new U.S.-Mexico trade agreement is approved by Congress, and hopefully we can add Canada on there as well, either as a standalone or as a three-country agreement, then it would basically replace NAFTA, or it would replace the parts of NAFTA that have been updated.
Now, are you surprised that we have not heard from Democrats? I mean, I don't hear Democrats decrying this horrible deal. Are we hearing anything from Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or other Democrats?
Well, I think they're being critical, but they're being quietly critical because Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, I mean, even Barack Obama in 2008 called NAFTA a horrible deal that needed to be renegotiated. There have been a lot of Democrats, especially some of the senators and congressmen from the industrial Midwest and the upper, you know, in the old what they called Rust Belt. They've long supported these kinds of measures. They're going to support these kind of measures, but I don't think they're going to want to be seen as giving the president any kind of victory prior to the midterm elections. So I have a feeling they will be cautious. They will be critical, but wanting to see the details and those kinds of things so they don't have to commit to it for political reasons until after we get through November.
Again, Mark Lauder joining us, national spokesperson for the RNC. I would be remiss if I did not ask you about the passing of John McCain. Did your paths cross at all?
A few times, yes. Yeah. So I actually worked on his 2008 presidential campaign in Indiana and then the Midwest, doing communications for it, very low level. But then when I came here with the new administration, had an opportunity to just briefly shake hands with him and say hi a couple of times on the floor of the Senate as we were talking to him about various pieces of legislation with the vice president. And, you know, I said this Sunday when I was on Fox News Sunday, if John McCain would have decided to go find a quiet piece of land and fish and hike after he left the United States Navy back in the early 1980s, no one could have faulted him for his years of service, not only as a POW, but in uniform as an officer on the line. The fact that he didn't, and then he went on to serve another nearly 40 years serving his country in the halls of Congress, just shows you what kind of man he was. And look, he was critical, and he was critical of Republicans, not just this president. He criticized Reagan. He criticized George W. when he thought that they were wrong. He was a man of strong opinions and didn't hold back based on partisanship. But it's right this week that we honor his life, his service, and hope that he and his he rests in peace and his family has our prayers and support.
Could he be mean-spirited?
I wouldn't necessarily call it mean-spirited. I would say that he's blunt.
That's a good way of looking at it.
He speaks clearly with what his thoughts are. You know it, and in many cases, even he's just as blunt with his friends as he is with those that he's crossing paths with, on more regular basis. But that's really kind of what he was known for, and that's how he got the Maverick nickname. He was never someone that would just vote the way the partisan lines wanted to. And there were times when you could work together, and there were times that you definitely knew when you were not working in the same direction.
Let me ask you, is there anything the president could do today that might, I don't know, just a different way of dealing with John McCain, John McCain's family, the flags at half staff, all of that stuff? Is there anything the president could do to reverse course, or would it be seen as less than authentic? I mean, they did not agree on a lot.
Well, and the president signed the proclamation yesterday, which lowered the flags through Sunday when he is interred. He is sending the vice president to speak at his service at the Capitol on Friday. General Kelly, Secretary of Defense Mattis, and Ambassador Bolton will represent the administration on Saturday. And this is a case where it doesn't matter necessarily what the president does. He's going to be criticized. Even if he does come out and say something like you said, he would be criticized for being disingenuous. They both speak plainly. They both speak bluntly. And even in his letter that was read yesterday after his passing, still very critical. He's not a man, the senator is not a man to necessarily lose or forgive a grudge. And he made that clear. And I think the president is often the same way. So I think that they will probably be people who will maybe find out later in future years that they did agree on a lot of areas. But right now in this environment, everyone wants just to highlight where there's differences.
I've got to ask you about Brett Kavanaugh. The hearings are coming up. What do we know about scheduling? How long should they be? And is there anything Democrats can do to stop this freight train?
Well, this starts Tuesday, and there is really nothing that Democrats can do to stop. They're trying everything they can to try to delay this for political reasons, because they know what a difficult vote this is going to be for their members who represent states that was won by the president. They're either going to alienate, if they vote for Judge Kavanaugh, who's immensely qualified and getting praise from both sides of the aisle when it comes to the judicial and legal world. If they vote for him, they're going to alienate their radical, angry base, who they're counting on to knock on doors and make phone calls. And if they vote against Judge Kavanaugh, then they're going to make that angry base happy, but alienate the voters who just elected the president from their state to make appointments like Judge Kavanaugh. So it is a real difficult vote for those senators, and they don't want to make it before the election. But right now, there's nothing they can do to stop it. The schedule, as I'm aware of it right now, the hearing starts Tuesday. Believe they will go through most of next week, either Thursday or Friday, have a vote in the Senate Judiciary shortly thereafter. And assuming that everything goes as planned, it'd be my estimation, the full Senate will vote on the confirmation by the end of September. So Justice Kavanaugh can take his seat on the Supreme Court when the new term starts October 1st.
I think that's great. Mark, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you. We will talk again soon, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
There you go. Mark Lotter, the president of Lotter Communications and also national spokesperson for the RNC, the Republican National Committee. Don't forget, bottom of the hour, Dennis Hoff. He is back open for business at the Love Ranch. I love saying that. The Love Ranch. No. And the Nye County commissioners have their tails between their legs. Yeah. I want you to hear, before we go to break, Rick Davis. He's a former campaign manager for John McCain. And he read kind of a final statement, a deathbed statement from John McCain to the American people here. It is.
These are John's final words. Fellow Americans, that association has meant more to me than any other. I lived and died a proud American. We are citizens of the world's greatest republic, a nation of ideals, not blood and soil. We are blessed and are a blessing to humanity when we uphold and advance those ideals at home and in the world. But we have always had so much more in common with each other than in disagreement. If only we remember that and give each other the benefit of the presumption that we all love our country, we will get through these challenging times. We will come through them stronger than before. We always do. Farewell, fellow Americans. God bless you, and God bless America.
There you have the final comments, final words of John McCain. And something to think about. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do as we continue. We are sprinting to the finish line today as we continue live and local now.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop! Real Mexican food you like!
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day!
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. So good to have you with us. Coming up bottom of the hour, I'm so excited. The Love Ranch is open for business. Yeah. Dennis Hoff, who I think was bullied, and I think it's because he's running for assembly in District 36 and will probably win in District 36. I think it's great that that a federal judge, Richard Boulware, essentially had the Nye County commissioners for lunch. It was that good. No, I'm serious. It was that good. I think it's amazing. By the way, I'm going to try and get this in. Johnny Isaacson is a senator from Georgia. Let's go to cut six. And this was Johnny Isaacson on the floor of the United States Senate. Anybody who tarnishes the reputation of John McCain should get a whooping. I want you to listen to this.
Remember, we're all Americans. We owe those who've saved us as a country, kept our freedom when we were about to lose it, fought for us, risked their lives, and died for us. We owe them at times like this to elevate them to the appropriate place in history. And that's what I'm trying to do with John McCain today. I want to elevate John. John was better than me, and I know it. John was the best of my generation. John McCain was and is a great human being. I don't know what's going to be said in the next few days about John McCain, by whomever it's going to be said. I don't know what's going to be done. But anybody who, in any way, tarnishes the reputation of John McCain deserves a whipping. Because most of the ones who would do the wrong thing about John McCain didn't have the guts to do the right thing when it was their turn. We need to remember that. So I would say to the president or anybody in the world, it's time to pause and say, this was a great man. He gave everything for us. We owe him nothing less than the respect that he earned. And that's what I intend to give John. In return for what he gave me.
There you go. I don't know, but that this won't dredge up a lot of feelings of Vietnam. Those of you that lived through those years and those for whom maybe you've only read about it in the history books. That this may start some sort of national debate about the Vietnam War. Wonder what John Kerry will say about that. Stick around. Dennis Hoff. Open for business at the Love Ranch. Stick around as we continue live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And local now, it is Tuesday. We are inside a week away from Labor Day. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada. And in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. And don't forget, you want to save even more money on real water? Do what I do. Do what Wayne Allen Root does. Try Real Water Home Delivery. Yeah, they bring it right to your front door, and you'll save tons of dough on your Real Water. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. Check it out right now, realwaterhomedelivery.com. I had a chance to visit with Dennis Hoff today because the Love Ranch is open after a federal judge essentially put the Nye County Commission in its place. I talked with Dennis Hoff earlier today.
Politics is a dirty business, Kevin. You've seen all the things they've done to me, the character assassination. But when you start trying to put my family out of work, 41 families, and they just closed down my place for no reason, and the federal judge saw right through their nonsense. And he also told Dirty Dan Shinhoff and buffoon Butch Brasky, don't ever vote on anything to do with Dennis Hoff again.
Wow. By the way, the district court judge in question, Richard Boulware, and his ruling came amidst a fight between you and the Nye County Commission. Give me where we are right now. I know you were eligible to reopen at 8 a.m. Did you reopen at 8 a.m.? Are you going to reopen later in the day? What's the deal?
It's open today. We're about half staff with the girls. Girls are flying in from all over the country, and boy, they're mad at Nye County. You're going to see a class action suit by the employees and the working girls. You know, they just put me out of business for political retribution. And this is by the same county commissioner, Dirty Dan Shinhoffen, that we had the problem with that sign a few months ago with the same federal judge spanked him on a Saturday night and said, you get that sign back to Dennis Hoff by 8 in the morning or somebody's going to jail.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so you can reopen. Is everything back to normal? Is there a court of higher appeal for the Nye County Commission? Could they get a stay somewhere, or is this it?
I think they got their butt whipped so bad. I just doubt whether they'll do anything. You know, this is my fourth federal action against Nye County and these corrupt, incompetent, stupid, whatever the hell it is. One or all of them, so it's we got two good county commissioners out here, Donna Cox and John Koenig, but the other ones are just really disgusting.
Have you had any reaction from the other side since the ruling by the judge?
No, not at all. Except that they're now reaching out to county officials, trying to find out something that I might be in violation of, and they're calling everybody, and they're doing everything they can to put me out of business because they were on the wrong side of this assembly district race 36. They voted for Oscarson, who was a serial tax hiker. He's a pay-for-play politician. It took $500,000 to run against me. And so they were on the wrong side of it, and they lost their jobs. This Shinhoffen probably cost him $500,000 because he's not going to get extra retirement now. He's losing all kinds of things, and there's a lot of benefits for being a county commissioner, and they're all gone.
He is a businessman. He is a candidate for assembly in District 36. He is Dennis Hoff, and he is joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Were your employees pretty excited about coming back to work today?
Oh, excited as can be. Like I said, I'm sitting here with a bunch of them right now if you want to talk to any of them. But they're mad. They're mad as hell. In fact, at the last county commissioner meeting, one of them, Janine, is here, told that county commissioner Wickman, loser Lorinda Wickman, looked at her and said, look at me. I'm the person that you're going to be facing in a federal courthouse with a class action suit. You just look at me.
Wow. Wow. Let me just ask you, you talk with folks around town, around Nye County. What has been the reaction of the electorate? Is this going to help you or hurt you in November?
It's absolutely going to help me because they can see what these people are doing, how dirty politics is. And they just don't like it. They don't like it at all. So they've taken this rich celebrity and made him a victim. And so it's really played against them because the people are like, no, you know, we don't care. I might not support the brothel business, but you're not taking anybody's business away from them for no reason.
Okay, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. This whole deal surrounded the commission denying you a business license. Have they delivered a business license to your front door yet?
Absolutely, absolutely. The sheriff's office did, and the sheriff did a wonderful job on this. She just she was there yesterday in court, and she didn't testify, but she did a great job, and she knows these people are wrong, and she's an honest sheriff, which is a big thing in Nye County. Trust me.
Well, no, but I guess I'm going back to the nitty gritty here. Did somebody deliver to you a business license, or can you go downtown and go pick up a business license? You need a business license to operate, right?
We already got it in hand. We got the girls' work cards. We just got to get all the girls back in the house and get to selling some beer and some hips, lips, and fingertips, and call it a day.
Very, very good. Okay, so now the race continues in 36. What are the issues, or are you going to be the issue in 36 with your opponent?
Well, I don't think it's going to be any issue at all. This is a very Republican, libertarian district, and the last thing, there's 60,000 people live in my district. 35,000 of them live in the Pahrump area, and another 10,000 live in Tonopah and Moapa and all those places. So the last thing that they want is another assembly person from Las Vegas. There's already 30 assembly people representing Las Vegas, 30. They don't want 31. They want somebody that's going to look out for the rural interests. And but the issues are water. That's a big one for us. Repealing the commerce tax. I was with Grover Norquist last week. He was up northern Nevada with me, and Ron Connect. We all had dinner, and we're working on getting rid of the commerce tax. That's a big thing. Then in the Vegas area, it's more about jobs, education, and safety. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of things we can do to bring more jobs. We need education. We need trade school educated people. We need good education, and we've got a terrible education system, one of the worst in America, and this lady is part of it. She gets $141,000 a year for helping run one of the worst school systems in America. How can she fix the problem? It's going to take an outsider, a businessman, a guy like Trump, a guy like me, to look at this and say, we got to fix this. I'm sick. When I got here in 1976, Northern Nevada, it was all about getting money for the kids for education. Well, they've been doing that for 42 years, and we got one of the worst systems in America. I'm going to help fix it. I'm going to get in there and see what the hell's going on. And I don't know all the ins and outs of it yet, but I'm damn sure going to learn. And we've got to fix our education system. What company wants to move here when you got one of the worst education systems in the country? Nobody.
Dennis, I am so happy for you. People may disagree morally about what it is you do, but it's absolutely perfectly legal in Nye County. I'm just happy that the justice has been served and that Judge Boulware came through for you. Keep in touch. If anything happens, if those Nye County commissioners start giving you problems, you call me, okay?
Yeah, we're looking at a recall now. We're looking around for people that want to take Lorinda Wickman's job. She's disgusting. She's a disgusting witch, and she doesn't care. I mean, you know, if they don't like me, they don't like my politics, take your shot. But when you take your shot at 41 families that make their living off my place, the housekeepers, managers, cooks, drivers, construction people, you need to go to hell.
The one thing I know about these recall efforts, they're not cheap. Even in a small community like Pahrump or in Nye County, what is it you need to do? What kind of signatures are you going to need on petitions to recall some of these Nye County commissioners?
How many signatures we need to recall? We need about 700, it looks like.
Okay.
But you know what? This is something I'll put my money into. And I'll reach out to other businessmen, you know, like Ed Goodhart, three-time assemblyman, honorable guy. He's got a problem with this Wickman, too. Witch Hunt Wickman. Now, her latest deal, you're going to love this, she wants the horses out of Nye County.
What?
The wild horses. Yeah. I mean, we all love these horses, and she wants them out of here. Obviously, somebody, who knows why, but you follow the money. You follow the money, and we'll find out why.
Okay, hey, Dennis, I've only got a couple of minutes, but I want to find out specifically, who are you targeting for recall? Is there one or two members of the Nye County Commission, or is it
yes,
a bunch of them?
Dan Shinhoffen got voted out because he went on TV And his commercials and radio said, there's four county, I'm the incumbent, there's four of us running for office, I'm the only one that doesn't support Dennis Hoff. Well, he got creamed, okay? Then Butch Baraski tried to run for another office, he got creamed. By the way, I'm suing him. Also, we got a federal lawsuit against him. Now, the last one is this Lorinda Wickman, and she's on the wrong side of everything. And so whatever we got to do, we're going to do it. I'm not starting this recall. Somebody else is, but I'm darn sure going to support them.
I love that. I love the idea. Why wait to vote these people out of office? I mean, they clearly bullied or tried to bully one of their own constituents. That makes no sense at all. To those of you that live in or around Nye County, maybe you have a business in Nye County. You have another business that just reopened. It's the Love Ranch. The Love Ranch. And Dennis Hoff is open for business. The girls are flying in from all over the country. 41 families that had gigs, had jobs, are now back at work. That's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Now, there are some of you out there, I know, who are saying, Kevin, I can't believe I'm listening to a conservative say it's okay to have brothels. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying it is the law. You don't like it? Change the law. But this is Nevada. We do things a little differently out here. That's one of the reasons I live here. Not because they have brothels, but because we do things a little differently out here. I need to take a break. We'll do that. You want to join me? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844-2-NEVADA. It's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You might ask the question, why do I even watch this stuff? And I do it, two words, opposition research. It's the only reason I watch MSNBC or CNN, to find out what it is I need to bring to you. Because we need to know what these flaming liberals are doing and what they're saying and who it is they're saying it about. Rachel Maddow, for instance, on MSNBC last night, railed against the president's reaction to the death of John McCain. This is cut five, by the way. Here is Rachel Maddow from last night on MSNBC.
The range of potential responses to the death of a singular American political figure like John McCain, you think the range wouldn't be that wide, right? But this White House has taken something that ought to have been simple and straightforward, and they instead have found a way to repeatedly screw it up. First, lowering the flag at the White House to honor Senator McCain, then raising it back up to full staff, then lowering it again after the president initially had refused to make any sort of statement about honoring McCain's legacy. And the White House then started trotting out lots of other officials, including the president's daughter, to say nice things. But pointedly, the president himself was not making any supportive statements. That eventually crumbled as well. And then the president did put out a begrudging positive statement. And then the flag went back down to half staff. The country is essentially unified in mourning the death of this singular figure in American history and politics, right? Respecting the sacrifices that he made for this country. He was held as a prisoner of war and tortured for 5.5 years. Even people who disagree with him vehemently on specific policy matters or on aspects of his record in politics, even people who dislike a lot of what John McCain did as a public figure, as a politician, have found a very easy path to recognizing his extraordinary, extraordinary service. Except for the White House, which has turned itself into a sideshow of, forgive me, but just self-interested, incompetence, petulant grandstanding, caving reversals, and ultimately just shame on this. I mean, I'm sorry to use such strong language. I try not to do that in general about anything in the news. But I think it's unavoidable here, given the debacle they made here out of what ought to be the world's simplest basic governing task when confronted with a sad moment like this, right? All you have to do at a moment like this with a genuine, fully minted American hero, all you have to do, if you can do nothing else, is just be decent and don't make it about yourself. That's all you have to do. If you can do nothing else, if you can accomplish nothing constructive, be decent and don't make it about yourself. But in this White House, just spectacular failure on both of those counts.
Okay. The last word I want to give to Lindsey Graham. This is Lindsey Graham with Sean Hannity last night, preparing for that John McCain send-off.
He didn't like the president. President, they fought. So what?
I wish we'd had more time, but it is what it is. They fought, and so we're going to look forward. We're going to give him the send-off he deserves.
Yes.
I have cried a lot, and I am going to try to get over it. And I'm going to speak tomorrow in the Senate. His desk is right by mine, and I hope I don't crack up. And I'm going to tell people what I've learned from John, and it was a lot. Perfect is not John McCain.
I remember when he came back.
Perfect is not John McCain.
Do you remember
McCain,
what he said?
Good, decent, honorable is John
don't
McCain.
Listen to those guys on cable or talk radio. They can go straight to hell. And I'm like, okay, you didn't mind listening to me in 2008 when I was helping him. But he was a hero.
Yes, sir, he was. Well, he loved his country. If I had to pick one person in the entire country to explain America to a foreigner, it'd be John.
Oh.
I mean, he had a romantic view of the nation that never died. He loved America, willing to die for it. And he could be tough on his colleagues, but the fact that everybody he
you
was
know
tough
that's
on,
an understatement.
Oh, my God. The stories we could tell, which we won't.
Yeah.
But all of, he could forgive, too.
You know, you actually said something. You're going to get mad. I'm going to bring this up. You said it to me privately. I hope you don't mind. You said, in many ways, the president and him were alike. I don't know what you meant by that.
Well, they're pretty hard-edged guys. At the end of the day, what the president said tonight, thank you.
We put out a statement earlier today. Yeah. Everyone was complaining, oh, I guess somebody had changed the flag at half staff, but they put it back.
John Kelly, I don't know if John's listening, he called right after John passed to the family. The president tells General Kelly, whatever they need, they have. We're going to look for it. We're going to talk about what does it mean for the country for John to have been in the Senate? What does it mean for us who've been around him? What can we do to build on his legacy? Where can I help the president?
Do you notice what I notice? And all these people that said, I supported John McCain in 08.
Yeah,
I went to war for John McCain in 08.
You never called
him crazy.
I wanted
him to win. But all these people that are like, he was the greatest. I can go verse and chapter how vicious they were to him. Is it better to be nicer in life than, oh, like Ronald Reagan, they trashed him. Then he passes on, oh, one of the greatest presidents. That's not what you said back then.
You know what John would say? I'll take it where I can get it. This is the same guy in 2008 who was mentally deranged.
Yeah.
The same guy in 2008 who ran a campaign like George Wallace. But you know what? The fact that people
good
say
point.
Good things about him now, I appreciate. But the family appreciates it. He's got a family. He's got a son who's coming back from Afghanistan. He's got a son who's been in Iraq and Afghanistan. Megan, they all appreciate this.
There you have it. Lindsey Graham, tearing up. Tomorrow, what did a Department of Justice operative by the name of Bruce Orr, you've heard his name, what did he tell congressional investigators? He's meeting before them in secret right now. We'll have the latest leaks tomorrow morning. Till we join you then, my name is Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, will you please? Live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.